Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Laughing, this is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hi, taste buds. Welcome
What's
to a Okay, so we're wrapping up the year. So I put out a solicit on our Facebook channels and our Twitter channels and whatnot.
Yeah.
Listener grab bag, rapid fire questions.
I love this.
Yes.
Yeah, I love a quick question. I love a quick answer.
To round out the damn year.
Yes.
Bethany.
Kathleen.
Kim wants to know, what is the biggest thing that you're proud of for doing this last decade?
I think taking the leap and leaving a job that was like paying my rent.
Yeah.
To do something I really truly wanted to do and like felt like my heart wanted to do.
In the same vein, I think the best thing that I accomplished last decade, one, getting married, staying married.
Yeah. Yes.
And then two, realizing that my dream job doesn't have to be my dream job forever.
Yes.
Like dreams come and go. They change. They morph.
Totally.
And just because you did something once upon a time doesn't mean you have to do it forever.
Yeah. If my dream job stayed the same, I would be a puppeteer. But turns out that wasn't what I wanted to do with my life, even though I thought I did when I was in 10th grade and was obsessed with a dark crystal.
So, Kim, if you're thinking about maybe like changing jobs or like opening a small business or just doing something that is totally out of character for you, 1 hour a day.
Oh, that's
good. 1 hour a day. That's what Rachel Hollis says.
Okay.
If you can spend 1 hour a day, it'll actually turn into something.
That's a lot of hours. You know, 7 a week if I did my math right.
If you spend no hours a day, it won't ever turn into anything.
That's true.
Betty says, Kathleen, are you really going to try and be more plant-based over the next year? I'd love to hear more about your stories because I'm doing the same.
Okay, cool. Because you realized... You saw a documentary, right, Kathleen?
Yeah, and I was just like, it's good to eat plants.
Yeah, it is good to eat
plants. It's good, right? You're a vegetarian. Yeah. Your boyfriend is a vegan.
Yeah, I'm dating a vegan, and he enjoys plants. There's a lot of amazing, delicious things you can make with them.
Yes.
There's a super bougie restaurant in the village called Dirt Candy, but they make a hot dog out of a carrot, and my God, it's delicious.
You're turning me on right
now. It's a carrot.
So you know what? We keep talking about blogging more on our website. I think maybe I'll post like a week in the life of eating only plant-based meals.
Yes.
All
or,
right.
You know, trying.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be all or nothing. What's the next question?
Bethany, what is your favorite song from the last decade, early in the decade? Catitude wants to know on Twitter.
The song that I originally chose, I got really excited about, but it turns out that it is not from the decade. It is from 2006, and that was Brooke Hogan's About Us.
Oh, my song was from 2006, too.
But I don't hear nothing. Wait, what's yours?
I wanted to do Corinne Bailey Ray. Come put your records on.
It's a good song.
But also 2006, so I picked a different one.
Okay.
CeeLo Green, Forget You.
Okay.
Are you hating on my song?
I'm hating on CeeLo Green.
Why?
Because he...
Why? What did he do?
He tweeted about it's not considered rape if the person's passed out.
Oh, fuck.
So he's like...
Now I need a new song. Bethany, what's
your
song?
Pick a new song. I told you I would have one ready, and I do not actually have one ready.
I have a new song.
Okay.
Hey, Soul Sister.
By Train? Is that Train?
Train. Mr.
That's a good song.
On the radio. Yeah.
Oh.
That's my new song.
I want to say... God, probably because the song was stuck in my head for 2.5 years straight. To say Despacito was probably the best song of the decade.
Ick.
Don't do that to me.
That's bad.
It's a good song.
I just yucked your yum. I'm very
don't
sorry.
Don't yuck my yum. Take Justin Bieber out of it. Take like the original.
Katie,
the original.
Katie on Twitter says, please just fix my life.
Done.
Katie, you can only do that. Only you can do that.
I can do that.
No, but you cannot fix Katie's
life. I can
life.
Fix Katie's
She lives
life.
Too far away. She lives in D.C.
Okay, well, first of all. That's part of the problem. You're going to have to smudge your house because there's a lot of bad energy in D.C.
Juju.
A lot of bad juju. So you do smudge your house, that's going to be step one, make it a safe space.
Yeah.
Put a lot of like cleansing spells and incantations on that house.
And step number two, one day at a time.
Yeah.
We are all riding the struggle bus. I would love to meet somebody who's not riding the struggle bus. Maybe if they won the lottery.
I think that they're hiding. Some people hide it better than others.
Yeah.
But like even, you know, now that I am an expert in business after watching Succession, both seasons one and two.
Oh, yes. You have your MBA.
Yeah. They all are riding the struggle bus as well. We are all just struggling at a different level.
Yes.
But, you know.
One day at a time.
One day at a time, man.
Jenna wants to know the best beach outfit recommendations for bigger women on a beach vacation. I got curves for days.
Oh.
But I have a few extra pounds.
Okay.
So, Jenna, I'm right there with you. Okay. Probably right now I'm like a size 10 to 14, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Going to the beach sometimes is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't love going to the beach. I have this chub rub thing that happens now.
Yeah.
Luckily, there are so many like fabulous just like short cotton dresses that aren't lined mm-hmm. that you can just like wash every day. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would do.
I would do, you are going to wear a vintage one piece.
Oh, vintage one pieces are so in. One pieces now are so in. And that wasn't the case like 3 years ago.
They're darling. Go to ModCloth. We've partnered with them in the past. This isn't an ad for them. This is where I get a lot of my vintage looking one pieces. They cut at the leg where it's a straight line instead of like a high hip.
Yes.
They have cute waists and then they go up to your boobs. So grab yourself a vintage one piece and then get yourself like an oversized linen shirt, like a button down men's shirt. Wear that. If you're me, black on black. But if you're you, probably more natural light colors. But that's what you're going to do. And then you're going to do like a cute espadrille with a wedge or flip-flops, whatever.
And if you're on vacation, fuck what everyone else thinks. Just enjoy your time.
Oh, one more thing you're going to get. You're going to get an oversized floppy hat some sunglasses.
Yeah, keep those wrinkles away.
Keep those wrinkles away. You're going to look fabulous. Pull up the brim a little bit so when you take pictures, you look like you are on a yacht someplace fancy.
Yes.
But yeah, you're going to look fantastic. Wear that vintage one piece.
Ashley wants to know, I've just started going to therapy for depression and anxiety and I don't know what to talk about. Everything just seems awkward.
Oh.
Ashley, start a notepad on your phone. Every time something trips you up at work or like at home and you start to have a panic attack, write it down in your phone.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I usually go in, if I don't know what to talk about, I will go in and just be like, I don't know what to talk about.
Mm.
And a good therapist will just start to ask you questions like, oh, how's work going? And mm-hmm. then you'll usually be able to tease out what you want to talk about. But I like the notepad idea. That's a good one.
Jess Garcia wants to know, what's the best thing that we learned this decade? I have two.
Oof. What are yours?
Podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Learned how to podcast.
Yeah.
And two, I learned basically from you, Bethany, when we first started to podcast, you were very vulnerable and open about your life and mm-hmm. just like showing that you weren't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very stone-faced and never wanted to share anything that would reflect that I was anything less than perfect. And you taught me how to be vulnerable.
Oh, wow.
In a way that, you know, other people can relate to.
Thank you. That means a lot.
You're welcome.
I've been very impressed with you. Your journey is a good one.
Thank you.
I think this is what I've learned. If there is something that you really want to do, and like it's your dream and you will never give up on it, like you know you'll never be happy until you achieve it, you might as well just do it.
Yeah.
You might as well just start doing it because the time is going to pass anyway. So what else is there for you?
Exactly. Time is going to pass anyway.
Regardless.
I mean, look, it's already the next roaring 20s, right?
Yeah, right?
We're going into the 20s.
We are going into the next roaring 20s. I say that to Dennis a lot because, you know, he and I are both in parts of our career where we haven't, quote unquote, hit yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we will both separately freak out. But then I took this picture once of an office building late at night and there were people still in their cubes working. And it was probably 9:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture and I saved it in my phone as a favorite. And anytime I feel like maybe I should just give up, I look at that picture and I go, that would be my option. Because these people looked miserable.
Yeah.
They didn't look happy. They didn't want to be there. And like, what else is there for me? Like, you got to just keep pushing and doing what you want to do.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hannah wants to know, hot chocolate versus hot spiced apple cider, which is your superior holiday beverage?
Ooh.
Hot chocolate.
I think hot cider.
Really?
Yeah, I'm also surprised.
I like an alcoholic cider.
I like an alcoholic cider, and I like an alcoholic chocolate. Throw a little Bailey's Irish cream in there.
Oh, man, now you're talking dirty to me.
Yeah. Do you know what I found myself doing sometimes?
What?
Is if I run out of mixers, this is especially when I drink vodka, I would straight up mix vodka with coffee creamer. like the really delicious Coffee Actually, Mate peppermint.
That's like it's a fancy White Russian.
Yeah. It's thick.
It's thick.
It's so
it's
thick.
Thick.
So fucking thick.
That girl is thick.
Thick.
And peppermint flavored.
Oh. Okay. Next question.
Suki wants to know, is it possible to have too big of a bridal party? I'm having 8 bridesmaids and I'm getting a lot of criticism by my family.
Do what you want to do.
1. Yeah, follow whatever your heart desires.
Yeah.
But 2, that is a very large bridal
it's
party.
Sizable. It's does your partner have 8 people for their side?
I don't have 8 friends. I mean, like, does your partner have, like, 2 people on their side? That's an imbalance.
Because that's tough is when, like, that's, you have 16 and then they're like, I have 2. So now they have to invite 14 people that they don't really care about, like Ted from accounting. You know, I mean, that's awkward. But, like, if your partner has 8 people too, then whatever. Do you. It's going to be fun pictures.
Fun pictures.
Fun pictures.
Nana Pickles says, my goal this year is to stand up to my mother and tell her how I'm actually feeling and move out of my family home.
Nana Pickles.
Do it. The best thing I ever did for my life was moving out of my family home at 18. I never went back.
I would say, and Pickles, I would have another place to live cemented before you tell your mother what you really think.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that's an awkward dinner.
It's awkward. You want to be able to dine and dash.
Yeah, to vacate the premises after you're like, and another thing.
Yeah.
You need to be able to leave. Otherwise it's like, Mom, can you get me a glass of milk?
Yeah.
She's not going to want to. But yeah, do it.
Bethany,
yes.
Do you ever feel like the new year just reminds you of things that you didn't get done?
Yeah, I feel like the new year is the highest anxiety time because it's like, well, I was a failure last year and I'm probably going to feel like a failure this year.
Yeah, and without support, goals can feel totally impossible.
That's why we love Talkspace. Look, there's no one-size-fits-all way to meet your goals. And if one of your things for 2020 is to take better care of yourself and be proactive, try Talkspace.
Talkspace is a therapy session that you've been looking for, that maybe you've been afraid to try in real life, but now you can do it all over your phone, and it's so cool.
It's the most convenient and affordable way to get the support of a licensed therapist. You match with one of over 5,000 therapists based on your preferences from just the privacy of your device. And you can start messaging with your therapist the very same day via text, audio, picture, or video.
It's like a personal trainer, but for your life.
For your brain.
A life trainer.
It's all about small, sustainable shifts over time. And look, the bottom line is, we all need support. Kathleen and I have been very honest about therapy and mental health and brain health. So start 2020 off right with Talkspace.
Therapy saved my life.
Same.
On multiple occasions.
The only reason I'm still in a good relationship is because of therapy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. By the way, it's not because of Dennis. Like, it's me. Yeah. He didn't do something made me have to go to therapy. Like, I did stuff that made
me
have to go.
Okay, honey. You're beautifully broken. Beautifully broken.
Start 2020 off strong with Talkspace. It's the support you need to help achieve your goals at a price you can afford.
And you can get $100 off of your first month when you use our code TASTE when you sign up.
Don't wait for another year to go by. No matter what 2019 was like, set yourself up for success in 2020.
Match with your perfect therapist at Talkspace.com or download the mobile app.
And don't forget to use the code TASTE for $100 off your first month.
That's Talkspace.com, promo code TASTE. Katie says, I need to save some money. How do I do that? Seriously.
Okay.
You don't need anything new, Katie.
Yeah,
like
correct.
Right now, you don't need anything new.
Nope.
You need some food.
Yep.
And you need the clothes that you already own.
Yeah. And not all of those either. You can probably sell some of those.
Exactly.
One thing that I've heard is very successful for people is to budget the amount of money you need for a week. Mm-hmm. Pull that money out in cash. In different envelopes. So like, this is my food, grocery shopping money.
Oh, that's
like
a Dave
cash.
Ramsey. Dave Ramsey does that theory.
I don't know who that is, but yes.
He's like a financial guy. He has a TV show or a radio show or something.
Yeah. And once each envelope is empty, you're done. And it is sort of amazing. You view spending money differently when it's cash in your hand.
Yeah.
And
it is. Yeah. I throw my credit card around. I'm not good at saving money.
You literally throw your credit card is like in the bottom of your purse going willy nilly all over the place.
I just toss it. But yeah, the truth is that like when you go on vacation, all you need is what's in one little suitcase.
It's true.
And you can actually live your whole life in what's in that suitcase.
In theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would start there. But really, really, really look at where your money goes. Some credit cards, too, do a great job. I think American Express does this, of breaking down what your spending looks like in a fancy pie chart. Yeah. So if your pie chart is like 48% yellow food and like, you know, mostly Amazon.
Time to cut back.
It's time to cut back.
So it's sort of in the same vein. Brianne says, ugh, I need help with money. I work two jobs and one job requires a master's that I really need to pay off. I feel like I have no money. And even though I'm not paying rent yet, I can't get it together. Eating healthy is so hard because I'm really the only one eating this healthy food that I'm buying. And it's just easier to get fast food. Why is healthy food more expensive? That's a fallacy. That's
okay,
a fallacy.
Explain. Because I'm one of those people, too, who is like, why is good food so expensive?
Because healthy food is not expensive. You're just looking in the wrong places. You're probably looking at foods that are already prepared.
Okay.
You're probably looking at like things like smoothies. Ditch the smoothies. If you're trying to save money, fuck smoothies, because you're just putting a ton of money into that blender and you're drinking it down real fast. Chew your food.
Okay.
If you're on a budget, chew your food and buy stuff, buy produce that is in season.
You don't need
like the fancy chickpeas. You don't need the organic chickpeas. Like buy dry beans and hydrate them yourselves. It costs like a dollar for like a whole pot of chickpeas or something.
That's true. Dry beans are very cheap.
Yes. And grains, like you don't need the organic ones. Just get like the ShopRite brand or whatever the general brand is at your store. Like grains and veggies, stuff that's in season. It's not expensive.
Okay.
You're just looking at prepared stuff. You're looking at the $17 salad.
That's so helpful. It's interesting what you said about smoothies too, because my nutritionist said be wary of smoothies. They're not bad.
Yeah.
But a lot of times people will have a smoothie and then they'll be hungry an hour later. And it's because you didn't chew. And so chewing a lot of times is your body's sign that it has eaten something.
Yes.
And so if you just drink something, your body doesn't process, I have food in me.
Yeah. And also smoothies, like you're putting, I don't know, almond milk and yogurt and whatever. It's just, and it all gets blended up. It's a lot of money that you blend up and drink in 2 seconds.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And heaven forbid you actually go to a place, Juice Press.
Oh my God.
Their smoothies are like $18.
I have to take out a mortgage to go to Juice Press.
Good Lord.
Jerry Lee says, I want to get more comfortable with being alone. I love being social, but I'm not good at just being happy when I'm by myself.
Mm.
Jerry Lee.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Jerry Lee.
Yeah. Get cozy.
Yeah.
A pair of sweatpants that you can pull up over your head.
Yeah.
Like real big.
Yeah.
Like really big sweatpants.
Yeah.
Just like a cup of tea.
Uh-huh.
A good book.
Yep.
A good movie.
Yep.
That's all.
I wonder why, do they don't say like why they're uncomfortable being alone, do they? I wonder if it's like a discomfort with the quiet of one's own thoughts. Because I know someone who doesn't ever stop speaking, because if they did, they would have to tap into some feelings that like all of us know are right there.
Huh.
And so they just talk to keep it as surface as possible, because the second you start talking about feelings, it's too much and they won't be able to handle it.
I had a friend who recently told me she likes to keep the TV on so she doesn't hear her own thoughts.
Yeah. So that might be something to look into. Mm-hmm. But also if you have like a bank of time that you know you have to be alone and you really are just uncomfortable, throw on some podcasts, throw on Murder, She Wrote, the best TV show ever made. Let Jessica Fletcher talk to you.
Yes.
She's very calming. And she's going to solve a murder.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
that show is so good. You named your cat after Angela Lansbury.
I did.
Yeah. Becky says, I hate New Year's Eve. Not trying to be a downer, but there's always so much expectation around it.
Agreed.
And my experience is that when it happens, it's just a letdown. I just want to drink wine and play board games.
Do it.
Amen.
I don't go out anymore for New Year's Eve. Do you, Kathleen?
No.
Kathleen, you strike me as a person who throws like a magnificent fete at your home for New Year's.
I used to throw parties one of my friends every year, we'd all take turns throwing a party. This year, I'm going to see family in California.
That's
so
great.
It's just like what are you doing for New Year's Eve?
Probably nothing.
Yeah, Dennis will come over.
Probably. I mean, I've just noticed there's a couple of holidays that are mostly about getting drunk. Mm. That's New Year's Eve, Halloween.
The night before Thanksgiving,
and like St. Patrick's Day. And none of those holidays really do anything for me because I don't love getting day drunk or really being
out of control
around people and being drunk. I like to be drunk alone in my shower. So I would say just don't do it. Next question.
In your shower.
Shut up. Next question.
Gianna says, my resolution is to stop letting external factors hinder my growth. In 2020, I am the captain of this bitch.
Hell yes.
And then she posted a little emoji of a ship. I saw something, a meme, the other day that just made me go, holy shit, I need to get this tattooed on my body. And it said, the best way to remove something's power over you is to just stop thinking about it.
How do you stop thinking about it, though?
You occupy your mind with other things. Power of redirection.
I mean, that's true.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah, but it's...
Just yeah. Stop thinking about it.
When someone wrongs you and you can't stop thinking about them, boy, do they have power over you.
Oh, my God.
And they don't even know it.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't even care.
Nope.
So, that's maddening.
It is. Sydney says, I'm 21. I'm graduating college soon. And I don't feel like an adult. Even though I have my own apartment and pay my own bills and all that jazz, I still feel like a child.
Yeah.
Sydney, you're never going to feel like an adult.
No. It's always going to feel like you're playing house to a certain level.
Yeah.
I still feel like a fraud when I go grocery shopping. It feels like my mom and dad gave me their credit card and I'm pretend grocery shopping.
What do I do at this grocery store?
Yeah.
I pick out my own food?
Yeah.
What is this whole thing? I have to make my own food?
Yeah.
I feel that way about having kids. I'm like, what? How am I supposed to have a baby? I'm still a baby.
No, they send you home with it. And then what?
And then, I don't know.
Yeah. I think if you talk to a lot of people, if they're honest, they will admit that they also don't feel like an adult. It's just, everyone's pretending together.
Yes. Well, it's imposter syndrome. We've talked about this on the podcast before,
totally.
Where you feel like a fake no matter what you do, no matter how many PhDs you have.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're not alone. You're not alone.
All right.
Before we end, Kathleen, I have a question I want to ask you.
Okay.
Okay. I was listening to a podcast today and they were talking about, you know, in movies where someone dies and then everyone in the family sits down to have the reading of the will and like what each person gets. And inevitably someone feels slighted and then they slap someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
That happened in my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Who slapped you?
Nobody slapped me. I was before I was alive. But I mean, wills, they can rip families apart.
So let's say that you have amassed a bunch of amazing things and you tragically pass, but you're very old. You've had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
Who is in your will reading room and who slaps and who gets slapped? This is my question for you.
Oh, that's a good one. Who is my cold dead body in that room?
Do you want it to be?
Can they just turn me over and spank me? Because that would be a really excellent way to go out.
That's very on brand.
Who gets slapped in your room?
I actually think that you will be in the room. I think that you will do the slapping.
Oh.
But I think it will be justified.
I'm going to be in your room, Bethany?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. I think that you are going to slap. You are going to slap my eldest sister, Nicole.
No,
because
never.
Because you both.
No.
Think, because at that point, Kathleen, you will have developed an inflated sense of self because of your wild success in business and marketing.
Yeah, okay.
So you will think that you deserve the portrait that I accidentally drunkenly commissioned from Ariana Richards from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, of you and Dennis.
Of me and Dennis on a mountaintop.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You are going to think you deserve it. Nicole is going to know she deserves it for her daughters.
That's right. She's going to be like Aunt Bibi.
Yeah, for their dowry.
I have children who are blood related to Aunt Bibi.
Right.
She's going to be like, back the fuck off.
Right, and you're going to be like, how dare you? And you're going to lift your veil, and you're going to slap her across the face, and she is going to go, and then she's going to slap you across the face, and then I am going to sit up and go, I knew it!
I'm going to pull a Reese Witherspoon and go, do you know who I am? Do you know? Do you know what my name is?
Do you know who I am?
Did that happen in this decade?
I think it was 2013.
Yes.
When she drunkenly asked the police officer.
I always forget that Reese Witherspoon got driving while intoxicated.
She did. And she asked the cop if they knew who she was.
She's really glowed up this decade.
She really has.
Big Little Lies and all that stuff.
Well, we hope for you for the last day or so of this decade. May you have a dramatic incident in which you get to watch one person slap another person, but all in good fun. A stage slap.
Yes.
Nothing that actually hurts anybody.
No, but like if you're the slapper, make it count. But leave a mark.
And let us know.
I know. That's terrible. I don't believe in violence.
Don't slap anyone. But if it happens, just take video and send it to us.
Taste buds. It's the last episode of the year.
Yes.
And so we want to extend our greatest thank yous for everybody that has stuck by us through season one, season two, season three.
Yeah.
Are we on season three?
We're on
right
season
now?
Three. Every time we have a life crisis, we have a new season.
I don't know when season four is going to hit, but
I hope not soon. You are all such a gift. Not a single day goes by that we don't engage with one of you at least. on social or email.
And we thank our lucky stars for the types of listeners that we have.
Yeah.
Because we have friends that work in podcasting and their listeners aren't nearly as lovely as you are.
I know. I was talking to Dennis actually over the weekend, and because, you know, a lot of you guys have reached out to him and started following him on social media. Yeah. And he said, I do not know why you guys have the nicest people who follow your podcast and listen. He was like, they are across the board so kind, so funny, so wonderful. And I was like, yeah, I don't know how we got so lucky, but we are so lucky to have you.
So we would be amiss if we didn't take a second to stop down and thank you on this last episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
it's going to be a good 2020.
Yeah. This podcast has changed our lives. You are a huge part of that.
Yeah.
And we have big things coming in 2020.
So you know what, buds? Keep on tasting.
Oh, God.
No, that was terrible.
That sounds horrifying.
Okay, you give it a try,
okay.
Bethany.
You know what? You know what, buds? Nope. You know what, taste buds? Put new things on your tongue. Nope.
No. You know what, tasties?
No.
Keep on budding.
No. Okay, we just have to go person by person. You know what, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Candace?
Uh-huh.
You know what, Cassandra?
You know
what, Celeste?
Caitlin.
You know what? You know what?
And Seamus.
D. Okay, we gotta go D. I didn't start with A. You know what, Amanda?
Danny. Taste buds.
We love ya.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.